Well, I want you to meet someone really special this morning. A very, very special lady, mother of many, and you'll understand exactly why we call her that in a couple of moments' time. Diane and our cameras out and about somewhere in South Africa. Diane, morning, more.
Goeiemôre.
Waar is julle vanoggend?
Weet jy, ek sit tussen twee verskriklike mooi seuns. Ek sit tussen Troy en Devin, hulle is boeties. En hulle is hier by Karina se huis, Joining Hands in Garsfontein, Pretoria. Karina is daai mama van baie en hulle is twee van haar kinders.
Karina van Heerden, 'n baie, baie spesiale vrou. En hy gesê daar so Joining Hands, dis natuurlik die naam van wat sy doen. Hoe sy kinders help.
Dit is die huis se naam, ja, die huis waar sy na die kinders omsien.
Kom ons praat gou oor hierdie kinders van as sy omsien. Dis wat dit so ongelooflik spesiaal maak.
Weet jy, hulle die blinkste gesig hier, hoor. Hierdie kinders is besig. Hier's Karina, jy is hier. Hoeveel kinders het jy op die oomblik by jou?
Ek het op oomblik 5 kinders. Wat nou oorgebly het. Ek het gewoonlik so 10 gehad, maar nou is daar 5 van hulle. Van 13 af tot die kleinste is 2.
Môre Karina.
Môre.
Vertel vir ons 'n bietjie van hierdie kinders waarna jy so mooi omsien.
Wel, ek is mag ek Engels praat?
Jy kan enigiets praat wat jy wil.
Yes, please do.
Yeah. English is good.
That's good. Great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a place of safety mom and I take care of these kids that are abandoned from babies. All the kids that I have at the moment were babies. Mm. So Anna, who's 30 now, she was 8 days old. And she's my cerebral palsy daughter, and who's now become this real teenager. Teenage daughters, oh boy, guys, seriously, I need help with that one. And then I have Devin, he's 9 years old in grade 3, and he's our little gentleman in the house. And he was also about 10 days old when I got him. And we have Troy, our gentle giant, he is 7, almost 8 years old. He is in grade 2, but he's huge. So he's our giant of the house, but he's a real softy though. And then I've got my two toddlers, which is Leo, my little miracle baby. He is 2.5. He actually stopped breathing when he was 2 weeks old for numerous times. So I have a very special spot for that little boy of ours.
Why?
And just tell me
something quickly. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, it seemed to have been a passion that I didn't know I had. I'm actually an accountant for many years, and then 13 years ago, I actually got very ill with glandular fever. So I was always sick, and obviously being sick all the time, which doesn't do good for me as a personality, it kind of crashed me a little bit, and then I had to reevaluate my life. And this came in my past and planted in my mind, because I'm not someone who's just impulsive. I'm a thinker, I'm a processor. So for about 6 weeks I thought about it, and I thought, okay, maybe I can do this. I want to give something back, and maybe kids will be a good idea, because I was only fortunate enough to have one child, and he's 30 years old. And I came across 20 Places Safety and was interviewed by the MD, Jeanette Burrell. And she approved of us as parents. And we started off just doing one child at a time, trying to make a difference with one child. And then it just grew over the years, almost 14 years later.
So if it weren't for you, where would these kids be? I mean, where would their parents be? Why aren't they taken care of by their parents?
Well, unfortunately, it's circumstances, different circumstances, where parents in the situation that they may be, that they have to give up their child because they can't look after them. Yeah. Or they've just abandoned their children anywhere they want to, in a plastic bag. In the middle of the night, I've actually had a baby who was left, newborn baby, was put in a plastic bag, thrown out in the middle of the night outside the hospital.
Sure.
I've had a baby from Centurion felt that was found. A few years ago, there was about 4 of them that was felt consistently, and one of them was mine. I had a little baby that was left in the shopping center, Jets, in the clothing room. People unfortunately do things, maybe desperation.
Unbelievable. It really is so hard to understand.
It depends on, yeah. So our clients think that most of the times there's desperation that these parents have, that they have nowhere to go, and they're actually forced to take their baby. So they do extreme things. But then there's the other side where they just... do what they want and throw these babies away without consideration are they going to live or die.
Thank goodness there are people like you, Karina.
Yes, people I'm one like of many.
I know you're one of many, but you truly are the description of an angel. To these kids being abandoned like this, thrown away, people like you who dedicate their lives in raising these kids, looking after them, and obviously some of them also have special needs, so that must make it even harder. I mean, you know, just having, I think, one or two kids to look after as a parent, let alone sometimes up to 10 for you. How has this taken a toll on your life? Wat het in jou lewe gebeur? Waarmee sukkel jy?
Oh, well, I've kind of lost my life at the moment. I've lost myself. Well, I've lost now my hands. My hands have decided that picking up so many babies over such a long time period, they have now given in because I'm no more a young little bookie. I'm now becoming an ofro.
So your hands are struggling.
Yes, my thumbs, the long bone, I don't know what it's called, but the long bone has moved. On the right hand, the bone had actually shifted and was bone on bone, so that was excruciating pain. That I had to move 5 of my kids out the house because I can't pick them up anymore.
Jeez.
And then, of course, my left hand, which is also not great, the bone is actually off the bone.
No,
so, man. Yeah, so I've had surgery now last week, Thursday, on the one hand to try and fix it because I kind of need my hands to take care of my kids as well as myself and my husband. I got a husband too. Thank God for that. And so, yes, my hands have just decided that it's time that I've had actually hard labor, as the surgeon would explain to me. He said, you've had hard labor in your hands, so now your hands are basically a little bit finished. So, yes,
sure.
My hands are now done for.
And it's also a thing that a paar cent cost.
Yeah, that was a bit duur geweest. It was exceptionally expensive, so... Yeah, between credit cards and personal loans, I've had to do that so I can just try and fix up my hand.
So you had to take out loans and max out your credit card so you can fix your hand?
Yes, thank goodness.
Sure, and it's done. Yes. That's done. So how much did it cost you, by the way?
54,000 bucks.
What?
Yes.
54,000 rand. And now you need the other hand done as well.
I'm afraid so.
Now, is it a painful situation? What's the story?
It's very painful. Before the operation was exceptionally painful, and now it's I feel like I want to chop my hand off at the moment. It's so sore. It's really, really agonizing.
And what do they say after these operations? Zawip?
Yes, no. The surgeon said it's a very successful op, and I will be much better. It's just that because I went in with pain, I'm coming out with more pain. But it is a successful operation.
So now you need the other operation. You already maxed out your credit card. You've taken out a personal loan to cover the 54,000 for your, is it your right hand?
That's correct, yes. And my dominant hand.
And now you need the same thing with your left hand.
I'm afraid so.
So you can look after these kids.
Yes.
Well, Karina, it is Good Morning Angels. And it's my pleasure to introduce you to Wynand Beerkus from We Buy Cars. Our first angel this morning. Wynand, more.
More, Martin.
Ongelooflike werk wat die vrou doen. Kan jy oor vertel?
Sjoe, Martin, laasweek toe ons hierdie e-pos ontvang het, toe besef ons net weer die engele wat om ons loop en jy ry in die buurt rond en dan is die buurte waar ons bly en ons is so bevoorreg en ons besef eintlik nie wat agter die mure aangaan nie. Ons sulke werk wat gedoen word deur Karina en haar man, dit is wonderlik.
Dis storie genoeg om na jou eie kinders te kyk. Nou moet jy na jou eie kinders kyk en nog ander mense se kinders ook.
Ja, nee, dit is, as mens hier rondloop in die huis en besef, 5 kinders hier permanent besig te hou, is het besige taak, wil 2 van my eie, ek weet hoe dit gaan, en ek kan nie eens dink hoe dit met 5 moet wees, of met 13 kinders, so oor jare nie, so.
She wants to look after more, hey, but she can't because of her hands. Imagine that, that's a sad situation.
Nee, dis baie hard, sier, ek sit hier langs haar na hand is toegedraai, en ek kan sien, sy is in pijn, en om die kinders op te tel is moeilik, dit gaan moeilik, ja.
Alright, so she needs another operation on the other hand. And we already heard how expensive these operations are.
Ja, Martin, ek wil ons sal definitief betrokke raak en van Weba Kaars kant af sal ons graag die linkerhand wil borg en ons sal die geld skenk om die operasie te doen vir die linkerhand. Dit is so gou as moontlik kan regkom en haar pyn kan minder maak. Dis met groot graagte sal ons dit graag as dit wil ons dit doen, ja.
So Karina, daar is so 54,000 rand se hulp van We Buy Cars. ons engel vir oggend op Good Morning Angels om jou te help met die linkerhand van jou.
Bye, dankie.
Dis 'n groot plesier.
Martin, and we also had a chat to our friends at Operation Healing Hands. Jy weet daai doctors, private doctors who do operations in private facilities in situations like yours, Karina, and they said they would. The doctor that did your first hand, he's one of their doctors. And the facility where you had it done is also part of Operation Healing Hands. So they will do it for you at a vastly reduced fee. And the money that's left over, which I think is going to be most of that 50,000 rand, you can use to look after the kids.
Wow, thank you.
So it's for you and the children.
Thank you so much.
We love it, but wait, there's more story on Good Morning Angels. So not only are you getting the money from We Buy Cars this morning to get the operation done to your left hand, you're going to get it done at a much reduced rate so you have money left over to look after those kids, Karina. Because, you know, you are, as I said before, the description of an angel looking after kids thrown away by their parents. Mm.
Thank you so much.
Does it make it a little lighter for you this morning?
I'm overwhelmed. Totally overwhelmed. Thank you.
But now it is Good Morning Angels. And we love surprises. So I also want to tell you that on behalf of Good Morning Angels, we're going to give you the 54,000 rand back for the hand that you have had operated on already.
Oh, wow.
You are so welcome. Our listeners, they love and they care so much. So the 54,000 back for the first operation, the second operation is covered at a much reduced rate, so you have money left over. Lots of money left over. You can pay your credit card off, get the bank off your back, the personal loan, so you can continue being an angel. Do you know how much we appreciate what you do?
Oh, this shows me so much. I cannot express my words how I feel right now, but thank you so much. I just appreciate it. Do allow me to carry on doing what I love doing.
It's for those kids. They
and Martin immediately,
so
immediately, David and Troy came and give their mom a hug because she's crying.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to explain to them that these are happy tears.
So Karina is appreciative. She's grateful, but you know, the winners at the end of the day are these kids, right?
Mm.
They are
absolutely.
The winners. They had a horrible start, but God's held it up.
Sê gou vir my, hoe lief is jy vir jou mama?
Ek is lief vir mama tot die maan en terug.
Tot die maan en terug, Martin.
Tot die maan en terug. Maar luister, Karina, jy ou aan doen wat jy doen is ongelooflike werk. Jy is 'n engel. We Buy Cars, Jelle Wynand, Dr. Helene Basson. We always support and love the work you do at Operation Healing Hands, as it turns out. Hande gevat vanoggend om haar hande te help, dat sy die goeie werk kan voortdoen. So, dankie julle allemaal hoor. Mooi bly daar allemaal daar.
Thanks, Martin.
Bye-bye.
Martin.
Good job, angels. Good job.
En hier gaan ons alweer op woensdagmorgen. Die trane loop. Niemand kan in verkeer gry kry nie, want allemaal sit in trane afweer. Bye-bye. Dankie vir alles wat julle doen. Dit is flippin' amazing. Morning Angels with Martin Bester.